Hello, while we do silence.
You're like a bear rubbing up against a tree.
Silence.
Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hello, everyone.
Howdy.
Welcome once again to PIP.
Prizes Inside.
Prizes Inside podcast.
PIP for short, which is what we...
Yeah, see, we flipped it around.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. That's fine.
I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about some desserts, some ice cream,
mm-hmm,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream.
Yes, yep. That's what we're doing today, of this moment, in this time and space.
And not just any ice cream.
No. Multiple ice cream flavors. It's a whole lineup.
Yeah. This is going to be a multi-part series. We've got 14 ice creams all together, 7 apiece from 2 different brands.
Mm-hmm.
One of them very recognizable, Little Debbie's ice creams. We're not doing that today.
No, so yeah, that's a little bit farther down the road.
Yeah. Today we're doing a different brand that I don't recognize, but they have some interesting flavors to share with us.
Yeah, and as you were talking, I realized, I don't know if I'm pronouncing their name right, but I'm hoping I do.
You probably is as correct as it needs to be.
It's Van Leeuwen. It's V-A-N and then L-E-E-U-W-E-N. So, Leeuwen? Leeuwen. It's got to be Leeuwen.
Oh, interesting.
Van Leeuwen?
Maybe.
I'm going to go with that because when you just read it out, that's how it seems to be pronounced. So, Van Leeuwen is what we're going to go with.
I'll probably just go with Van Leeuwen.
Okay. Yeah, I've never had their ice cream before. And actually, the only time I heard of them was back last summer when I tried to get their Kraft mac and cheese ice cream off of their website, which was immediately like... down as soon as that went on sale and was down the whole day. And it sold out, of course, before I could get some.
Of course.
But it was to celebrate National Mac and Cheese Day. And so they came out with an ice cream flavor based on Kraft's mac and cheese. And apparently, allegedly, according to people that tried it, it was really good.
Well, I mean, these are also the people that sold it out before you could even get on the website. It might be ever so slightly biased.
Maybe.
Demographic of people.
But the story ends with a second chance because that Kraft mac and cheese flavor is one of the 7 flavors in this nationwide launch that's available in Walmarts. And it's got some crazy flavors in it. So I'm excited to see how these turn out because it's not just like vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. These are all very unique.
But they're also not all like weird flavors like mac and cheese. Some
right.
of them are like blueberry pie or something.
Right. Some of them are legitimately like just...
wedding cake.
In that normal sphere of ice cream flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are a little out there. So it's a nice blend. So even if we don't like some of the crazier ones, I think we'll have some good old-fashioned standbys that will make us happy.
Yeah. I mean, if they whiff on blueberry pie and wedding cake, which has been done before.
It'll happen again, too.
But that's a real whiff.
Yeah.
If
for sure.
So... I have high hopes for at least some of these flavors, and if nothing else, I think the other ones will be interesting and fun.
Yeah, I agree. Well, should I get to the press release to dive into all the fun, exciting news related to this lineup?
Might as well. We probably don't want to waste too much time.
I was going to say we have
a lot of flavors.
Yeah, we have 3 flavors for this episode, and then the next episode, since we won't have the press release and all this buildup, we'll just do 4 flavors and knock them out.
And
so it'll be a fun
time. Different night.
Yeah, we're not going to go crazy and have... so much ice cream that we'll just be sick of ice cream after one night.
Especially because the next thing we're recording is a soda episode, a full sugar soda episode. So we would just be calling off work tomorrow.
We're already pushing it. But yeah, so these will not be coming out like in the same week, I imagine. We might do like just the first half now and then a couple weeks later get to the other part or something like that.
Yeah.
Although these we might push together a little closer because I know the window for their availability is ending fairly soon. And I think we're at the tail end of that, actually, in terms of the availability. But I'll do the math here in a second and see when that time frame is over. But I think it's this month, actually.
It is turning into a complication. Only releasing 2 episodes a week, we have quite a backlog of food items.
Right. So we do our best to review stuff that's still available. But sometimes I think inevitably we're going to run into stuff that was only in a brief window and we just happened to get it. So we're going to talk about it. That's just the nature of the beast. I don't know. I didn't realize how limited a lot of foods are.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot you learn when you start hosting a podcast about snack foods.
Once you're part of the biz.
Yeah. You also start to get really weird ads on Facebook.
I have gotten, different ads for different food products I've never heard of before.
Nor do you want to hear of them ever again.
I wonder if it's because they know we're part of the page, like our podcast page.
Maybe.
Like, oh, we're like the owners or administrators or whatever.
Well, No. I don't think that's true, at least previously. So recently, we did a Facebook ad. It was our meta ad. Mm-hmm. It was our first one. And I set it up, and you can set, you know, like, oh, what demographics of people do you want? And it said, let Facebook do the heavy lifting for you. Our smart algorithmic customer identification program will tell you what interests you need for your ad for the maximum reach. So what types of things do you think Facebook would suggest for a podcast such as ours?
I don't even know.
Well, I'll give you some.
I feel like I could guess, but I genuinely...
Some things that I ended up choosing manually were fast food, snacks, sodas, candies, chocolates.
For sure.
Sweets.
Yep.
So on and so forth.
Those all make sense.
Yeah.
I see the through line.
Yeah. Facebook was suggesting things like high fashion, Gucci, Rolo, or Rolex. Like
Rolex? Not Rolos?
No, not Rolex. It definitely wasn't Rolex. I don't think it was Rolex either, but it was like high fashion brands, some of which I recognized, just really expensive things that have nothing at all to do with food.
Okay.
So I promptly ignored those. And then anytime that Facebook said, let us do it for you, I said, no, I'm not going to let you do
it. You had your chance and you blew it.
Yeah, you had a layup and you airballed it. There's no world in which our podcast title, our podcast description, or the episodes that we post would lead Facebook down that road.
Well, what if Pepsi or Coke or somebody launches some sort of like fashion lineup and we have to like try out Coke purses and wallets? And
we wouldn't get invited.
No, we wouldn't. But if we did.
We got ghosted by the sweets and snacks expo. Oh, do you think and Pepsi just are going to invite us to their runway fashion show? I don't think so.
You didn't have to air our dirty laundry like that because
we talked.
What if they reach back out now and then we look like jerks?
Maybe this is the impetus for them reaching back out because we're calling them out for just leaving us blown in the wind here.
True. Although it's pretty assumptive of us to think that they're just going to listen anyway.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah.
So we're probably saw our numbers and it wouldn't touch us with a 10-foot
pole. Yeah. Yeah. I think that ultimately what was happened is they looked at our pitch and thought, maybe next year or 5 years from now.
They thought to themselves, this isn't even worth typing a no thanks email. Yeah,
they could have copy and pasted like an automated declining email message. Nope.
No.
They could have just said nope and sent that back. I would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
Didn't have the time for it.
They could have sent us just back a LOL and it would have been fine.
Just an eye roll
emoji.
Would
have stung a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's a step above nothing.
Yeah. Being ghosted like that. It's a little more hurtful.
I get it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I've never done that in other situations that are similar in any
kind. People reach out to me on LinkedIn all the time. I just say,
So I can't say I'm above it, but I wish we all didn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm big enough to admit that I'm a hypocrite, and I would have preferred a response, even an insulting one.
I am many things, and definitely hypocritical is one of them. And yeah, I never throw stones when I'm in a glass house. I've never been in a glass house.
But it sounds like you do all the time. If you're a hypocrite, then you would throw stones. Because isn't the point of the phrase that...
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I would like... Well, they'd be like pebbles. I would just kind of toss around some pebbles.
Yeah.
I'm not going to find like a big like cinder block-esque rock to just chuck around.
I don't know, I'm not perfect.
You think he would do that? You think he would just take a rock to a glass house and be like, hey guys,
I mean, a metaphorical glass house, maybe.
Well,
I've made mistakes.
Metaphorically, sure, but.
Well, that's what it is.
But there could be a literal glass house.
I mean,
there's greenhouses. Why not?
The expression seems like it would go without saying if you were in a literal glass house, not to throw rocks at it.
I feel like a glass house would be very hot.
Yeah, I could see that.
All the sun beating down on it all day.
I mean, you'd have to insulate it, but if you do that, what's the point?
Yeah, and then it's not really a glass house, because when I imagine a glass house, it's just a see-through house. It's kind of creepy, now that I think about it.
Yeah, it'd be a house for a certain type of person. Yeah,
very comfortable person. It's like those, remember those like controllers and video game cartridges and stuff? like the Game Boys from like 90s that had like the clear case and you could see all the circuits and chips and stuff. It's like that, but a house.
I have a Game Boy that still works. I also like to get the like the controllers for like N64 and PlayStation and stuff.
Yeah.
The PlayStation one, at least, it was always the off-brand controllers. They worked for like a month or two, and then they were...
Like the Mad Cats or the...
Yeah.
Whatever. It has like the turbo button. Yeah. Those aren't great, but they look cool.
They did look cool. They were a shining star.
Mm-hmm. And that's always the controller that your friend gets when they come over.
Well, yeah, after it stops working.
I mean, yeah. Like, well, you know, if you're playing like Smash Brothers or a fighting game or some sports game, you're playing to win, so you're not going to give yourself the disadvantage. And look, they should be grateful that you have an extra controller for them to play.
Well, these days, have you the price of the controller?
Yeah, people have to bring their own many get-togethers now, because it's like, I buy like a spare one, and that's usually it.
PlayStation 5, it still only has one charge port, like to go USB-C or USB-C to, what's the one that, the new one where you can flip it in both ways?
I think it's C. Oh. Like, it's just like the,
so what's the
thin,
yeah,
like a rectangle, but it's got like the rounded edges or round. Yeah.
Well, so the USB to USB-C port, they only have one. So, you know, you have a second controller just in case, you know, you don't want to sit on top of the TV. You want to sit on the couch. So it dies, but then you got to, you know, you always want to have one charging. You rotate them.
What's your preference? Do you like controllers that are rechargeable, or do you like ones that you just replace the batteries in?
Rechargeable. Because then you don't have to buy batteries all the time.
Right.
And you also, because the 360 was like that.
Yeah.
Where I had the wireless one. And stupid me, I thought wireless was super cool and convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But man, just a wired controller, you never have to stop and change the batteries.
Yeah.
You know, you never have to deal with any of that. The 360 wire was really long. I mean, I'm never going to be farther away from the TV than... that wire.
Make these charge cables at least 6 feet long, and I'll never have to worry about whether or not they're charged.
But then you wouldn't have to buy a second one.
I know. That's how they get you.
Anyway, this is a...
yeah, that was a bit of a,
this is a tangent that we might even delete that.
No, we always say that, we never do.
I cut pretty aggressive. I cut more aggressively than you do, I think.
I try and preserve the...
Sometimes I'm cutting 10 to 15 minutes out of these.
Usually I cut anywhere from...
And then
at minimum, I'd say 5. But usually around 10-ish, depending on how long. If it's like a really long one, usually 10.
You get the white noise when we're eating and stuff.
But anyway, all right, let's do the press release for this so we can talk about these flavors and then try them.
Yeah, we'll have to get moving here.
Yeah. Well, it won't take very long once we get into it. All right, so Van Leeuwen launches 7 exclusive flavors nationwide. Van Leeuwen Ice Cream, the cult favorite brand known for making decadent and delicious dairy and vegan ice cream with high-quality, simple ingredients, has announced the launch of 7 flavors to be sold exclusively at Walmart locations nationwide. And these are the flavors: Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, Planet Earth, Pizza, Hot Honey, Royal Wedding Cake, Bourbon Cherries Jubilee, and Wild Blueberry Shortcake. They'll be available in 3,500 Walmart locations for a 10-week rotation. And this was as of, they announced it March 10th. So I don't know if they came out that same day. But if we're saying they came out March 10th, that means they're available until...
Not very long.
I mean...
That was 2 months ago, so maybe 2 more weeks.
May 19th, but that's a Thursday, so I can't imagine that will be the day they just yank them off the shelves.
Maybe. I don't know what the food week is like.
Oh, I see. Okay, here's the plan. So I think it probably is a little bit longer than that, because in the next paragraph, or the next sentence actually... This is the first exclusive rotation that Van Leeuwen is bringing to Walmart stores, and it has plans to refresh the flavors later in the summer. So I imagine they'll be available until like early summer-ish, and then they'll probably switch out some flavors, or maybe all of them, I don't know.
Probably depends on how they sell.
Yeah. And here's a quote from, well, it's actually the co-founder and CEO, so not just a salesperson. What?
They're still a salesperson.
I mean, yes, but that's, you know, that's one of the head
honchos. We'll see what they say.
Okay, fair enough. Having started the company with a single ice cream truck, we are beyond excited to bring Van Leeuwen to ice cream lovers across the nation through Walmart, said Ben. Oh, this is a Leeuwen, said Ben Van Leeuwen, co-founder and CEO of Van Leeuwen Ice Cream. It's an honor and a privilege to have Van Leeuwen Ice Cream at Walmart locations nationwide. especially with Walmart's proven track record of providing reputable brands a national platform for its consumers to fall in love with its products. Oh my God, it keeps going. What inspired us to start making ice cream was the idea for the... You know what? I don't even...
Yeah, we don't...
Yeah, that's just them saying like... But okay, blah, 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 15 years. We have created a classic collection, thoughtfully sourced ingredients, blah, 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 blah. Also shocking or surprising flavors, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's just get to the... Here's the description for all the flavors.
So that way we know what people are interested in.
Yeah. All right. First up, Kraft macaroni and cheese. If this reminds you of the ice cream you grew up with, you might be out of your mind. If this reminds you of the comforting bowl of Kraft macaroni and cheese you grew up with, you're getting warmer. Because we did make this ice cream with that buttery, sweet, iconic cheese. You bet.
Okay.
Planet Earth. This flavor is truly out of this world. That doesn't make sense. It's not a space.
I was assuming it was going to be like a dirt flavor.
Well, okay, here's the rest. Well, not technically because it's planet Earth, but flavor-wise, it's otherworldly because of the blue spirulina, almond ice cream, and pieces of matcha green tea cake.
I don't think I'm going to like that one.
I don't know if I'll like it, but I don't think I'll dislike it. But we'll see. Up next, pizza. Put aside any notion that you can't have your pizza and ice cream together in one crazy but delicious flavor. Delicious cream cheese and mozzarella ice cream with a tomato jam swirl and basil crust cookies.
I don't think I'm going to like that.
I'm really intrigued by that.
I don't like cream cheese, and I don't think tomato belongs in an ice cream.
It's a fruit.
I don't care. It doesn't belong in an ice cream.
And up next, we have hot honey. If you've never drizzled hot honey onto your ice cream, raise your hand. Vanilla ice cream with honeycomb and swirls of hot honey. So that's pretty straightforward.
That one feels like... I think I might like that one.
It depends on the flavoring of it. Up next, royal wedding cake. Inspired by the cake served at a certain royal wedding in 2018, this is the closest you'll get, and they'll get, to feeling like a royal. Wow.
Wow, that was...
That's a little mean. I don't know why that... Why are you doing this, family?
What's the point of a jab?
Yeah.
You're using their cake.
Right.
Boy, that's...
That's ice cold.
Puts me on the wrong. See, this is why you need. You don't want the CEO. You don't want the VP of marketing. You just want, God, somebody that's not going to take an unnecessarily petty jab at the royal family.
Here's the flavor: floral sweet cream cheese ice cream with chunks of lemon sponge cake with layers of elderflower frosting. I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued, but I'm skeptical.
Up next, bourbon cherries jubilee. Not a flame went near the sweet cream ice cream. But we did blend in swirls of bourbon cherry compote,
probably.
So this flavor is still lit.
They're trying real hard. You can tell that the founder.
This is like text version of somebody trying to dab and look cool.
Yeah.
And last but not least, wild blueberry shortcake. There was no taming these wild blueberries who were out late at night getting into trouble. We let them run wild before using them to create a swirl and then blending it into the vanilla ice cream and adding chunks of shortcake. That sounds pretty good.
That does.
And then for more information, you can visit vanleeuwenicecream.com, follow them on Instagram at vanleeuwenicecream, and the rest is just an about thing about them. So there you go. Those are all the ice cream flavors. We're going to try three today and then the rest next time. So let me just grab them. We're going to try pizza.
You just surprised me.
Oh, okay. Well, we talked about it earlier. All right, yeah, I'll surprise you.
I don't remember.
I'll bring them all out, and then we'll just try them real quick, and then...
We'll start with pizza.
Yeah. Right. Are you using the big boy? I was going to say the big boy scoopers are for the ice cream, I thought.
Oh, I see. That's why there's... Okay.
So which one... Okay, so we have... I thought for today, we would do two crazier flavors, and then one regular one, and then that way, the next time, it'd be like a mix. So, let's start... We'll save pizza for last.
You're putting hot honey as a crazy flavor. I think that's going to be a perfectly ordinary, perfectly tasty flavor.
You think so?
We'll see.
You ever add hot honey sauce for, like, chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I mean, just honey.
But hot honey?
I mean, it's warm. Do they mean hot spicy?
I think hot isn't, like, because I had hot honey with my nuggets the other day from Wendy's, I think. It was hotter than I expected.
Well, we'll see. I'm interested.
Let me get some scoops going here. So first up is the hot honey.
Oh, we're going to start with pizza, I thought.
No, we'll save pizza for last.
I would much rather save the cherries for last because I'm quite confident that's going to be good.
Okay, so you want to do pizza first. All right, let's kick it off with pizza.
This is the one I personally am least confident in. In large part because of the tomatoes.
Well, that sucks. Okay, hold on. You may be shocked to learn that pizza or that ice cream doesn't have a smell. It looks just like blood got in some vanilla ice cream.
Hold on, we should take a picture of that. That should be the...
it's just because of the tomato swirl thing in it, but like it looks like somebody just like got cut while they were putting in scoops
here. So what, that'll be the thumbnail. We'll just
please no.
No, not this one. We'll just do all three of them. We'll take the top off. God. Because this one, it's truly remarkable. Yeah.
Okay. So probably should have let these sit out longer. I don't know. No, it cuts in okay. I'm trying to get each of us a nice bite of the tomato stuff.
Oh, yeah. Give me a nice juicy tomato chunk.
It's probably enough, but...
Jesus, that's...
I'm going to try and get some more of that. There
you go. Why do you do that to me?
You want to switch?
No, it's...
I have less than this one.
It'll be content. Give me the bowl. Okay. If this is bad, though, I'm not going to finish it. Unless you want.
All
right. I'm going to go right for the tomato, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You got to get that. So, first up is pizza. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I'm already in taco truck jelly beans.
Oh, come on. This will not be as bad as taco truck.
What was the worst one?
Out of the taco truck ones?
Uh-huh. You remember? It was tomato salsa.
Yeah, but that was salsa. It wasn't pizza. It's fine.
Here we sit.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm not
happy. You don't like it?
No. I used a clean spoon. If you want the rest, you can take it.
You don't need another bite?
No, I don't.
Let me finish mine real quick. I like it. I'm not being cheeky about it. I like it. What didn't you like? What was it that threw you off? Go ahead. I'm done.
You still have a bite on your spoon. I can see it. The tomato was gross and disgusting. And then when the tomato was done, it was just cream cheese ice cream. And I don't like cream cheese sweets. Mm. So it just went from real bad to, I don't like this. So I didn't want it anymore.
Where'd the big spoon go? Okay, use a napkin for these.
In fact, we talked before about using the same bowl for the different ice creams. Oh, that'll be fine. But I'm just going to rinse this out. I don't want the tomatoes coming anywhere near my cherry.
I'll just get different bowls. I have enough bowls. It's fine. I'd rather have them be pure.
Well, before we might as well finish talking about this one while it's...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You say you liked it.
Yeah. Why? I like the tomato. I like the cream. Now, here's the thing. I like it. It doesn't really remind me of pizza, though.
No, it didn't.
The only approximation I could give it towards a pizza is like maybe one of those like kind of fancier pizza places. It's like they call it pizza margarita and all that stuff. And
no,
they're like the thin crust with the tomato slices and they're like real fancy pantsy. Yeah,
but it, that,
but even so, because you don't get a lot of cream cheese on a pizza.
I don't think you do at all. I think the cream cheese is just a stand in to make it a cheesy, desserty feel. Because cream cheese icing and things are fairly common.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like pizza. It's an interesting... If you like tomatoes, you might enjoy it. Do you like tomatoes?
They're fine. But it's not. It's not a flavor that I want in my dessert.
That's fair.
I feel the same way about it here as I did in the salsa jelly bean. The only thing I'll say in this one's defense is the tomato flavor was fairly subtle.
Yeah.
It was noticeable, but it was subtle. It just transitioned into a flavor that I also don't like. So I don't eat anymore. The salsa jelly bean was just unadulterated nasty.
Well, we know who's keeping this one.
Yeah.
I'm probably keeping this one. All right. Let me put it away, and then I'll get some bowls, and then we'll do hot honey.
Yeah.
All right.
Grab me a spoon, too.
Oh, yeah.
I see you got a bunch. I don't anticipate needing a new bowl and spoon after the hot honey.
Well, you never know.
You don't. Even if it's not as good as I'm hoping for, I don't think it's going to be... Like, I don't need to worry about a tomato getting into my cherries.
Right. All right, so what are you rating it?
I mean, it's a one. I mean...
Three.
If you like cream cheese, you'll probably like it. Even if you don't care for the tomato, it might be worth for the novelty of it. But if you don't like cream cheese and you don't think tomatoes belong in a dessert because they don't, I would just skip it.
Yeah, it really needs... Like, if you're trying to go for, like, classical pizza, it needs some sort of, like, marinara kind of thing in there or something.
Yeah. It's not like maybe a spicy tomato. This one kind of just felt like a cold tomato flavor. Yeah.
It kind of just reminded me, if I'm going to think of any pizza it reminds me of, but even this connection is fairly tenuous, kind of reminds me of those pizzas you can get at like Olive Garden or whatever. But even then, again, it's still fairly...
Yeah. It was very, it was Pepsi or pizza from the tomato, but
yeah,
that's really the only pizza reminiscent thing.
All right. Up next, hot honey. It's weird. It's in a clear one.
Was the other one not?
No.
Interesting.
See, it was.
Yeah. Let's see if it rips easier.
There's no place to grab it.
That's how they get you.
Okay.
This one I'm not going to edit out. I'm just going to.
Okay.
Is there honey strips in there? Or is it just all honey flavored?
I think it's all flavored and there's like chunks of.
Oh, the honeycomb.
The honeycomb stuff.
I want to make sure I get the honeycomb.
Yeah, I think you did. Okay. I'm pretty sure I got a good chunk of each.
Oh, yeah, I see. All
right. Hot honey. Pretty good.
It's real good.
There's a little bit, like, it's got very subdued.
I don't get any.
Really? Oh, yeah, I feel it. Give it a second.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
I think it's nicely offset by the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Like, you get a bite of the honeycomb, you get a little heat, and then you get some of the ice cream, and you're set.
I'll let you go first on this one.
The description's on point. The heat is very tolerable, probably because it's an ice cream.
Yeah, and it's gone already for me. Yeah. It was just a nice, it was a hint, and then it's disappeared.
Most importantly, though, it tastes good.
Yeah.
It's a 4.
This one's going to be a 5 for me.
A 5?
Yeah.
Wow. How come? What was it?
Well, so I like honey. I mean, it's just, it's basically just pure sugar syrup. So, I mean, it's right at my head. I like the little crunchy honeycombs. You know, so I don't think you need, like, a cookie or anything in there. It's already got some texture. I don't know if spicy honey would be my first choice, but it's so subtle that, you know, it might as well be indistinguishable from regular honey. So I can't really think of a way to improve. This isn't like cereal where you put a marshmallow in it. This is already got everything that a honey ice cream needs.
True. Hey, all right. Well, this one's going home with you then.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Let me put this away, and then we'll get the other one out.
This one might be a 5, too. We'll see.
We'll see. You can open it if you want.
Oh, yeah. Clear, not clear.
Clear.
No.
Ah! That one has a message!
Oh, it says, "Damn, it was cold in there. A life without anything good is bad." Words of wisdom from Van Leeuwen.
Which is funny, because they've all three been different now. This one was clear. I mean, this one was blank.
With a
white. The other one was clear. And now this one has a message on it, which I don't mind. It's just weird how there's no consistency.
This one's just paper. It doesn't have the plastic film that the...
Huh. Maybe it's something with
Oh, no. There's film on it.
Did it break apart?
It just didn't.
Yeah, that's what mine did on the first one.
It got a pretty decent job, though. There you go. The spoon.
All right. I'll scoop her. Oh, this has got...
Yeah.
I'll share on the top.
This one I I'm going to need to have higher standards on these because, my God.
Yeah, you got
it. Nice. Yeah, just a little piece of that there.
Which one?
Well, I just like the real, just split that piece in half that you just got. Or that's fine. Oh, never mind. I see. I got a big cherry chunk.
There's big chunks in here. I'll give you some more just to make sure.
It looks like a
It's full cobbler. Of Yeah, it's full of cherry pieces. All right. Oh, wait. Is there another spoon over there?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'll put honey on my cherries. I don't mind.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. You seem in deep thought.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I like it. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of where I'm at. Like,
I've had this before.
This flavor?
Not exactly this flavor, but I mean like something with cherries in it.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking is that this is good.
Yeah.
But if I go to Kroger, they sell just a Kroger brand cherry cordial with little chocolate chunks and cherry chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that ice cream. I'll have huge heaping bowls of it. I think it's distinctly better than this. But it's hard to put my finger on why. Like, this was tasty, but it just doesn't hit the spot that other similar ice creams I've had
do. Yeah.
And I know I'm not exactly comparing apples to apples or cherries to cherries because I'm putting a cherry cordial that has chocolate in it.
Right.
But it's so reminiscent, given the prominence of the cherries, that I can't help but compare the two.
Right. That's fair. What are you giving it?
Well, do you have any other thoughts?
Honestly, no. I'm trying to think of more to talk about for this one, but...
Yeah, I'm just going to...
It's pretty bog standard in terms of, you know, a cherry ice cream. It's, yeah, the cherry chunks are good.
That's really...
The ice cream is good.
It comes down to just... It seems like their base ice cream flavor, and then they swirled in cherries. Like, it doesn't... Yeah. What's the name of the flavor? Is bourbon cherry?
Bourbon cherries Jubilee. French ice cream.
Like, it doesn't... there's nothing else in it. Like, there's no pastry pieces to give the impression of, like, a pie or a cobbler or something like that. There's no other interesting ice cream flavor that I picked up on other than just cherry.
I need just a little bit more...
Yeah.
Something?
I want some more pop. Cherries are good.
Yeah.
It's, but there's, like, a lot of cherry ice cream.
If you like cherry ice cream, if you like cherries in your ice cream, something like that, you'll like this. Don't get me wrong. Like, this is a solid pick.
But will you like it more than the other cherry ice cream that you're thinking of when we say if you like cherry ice cream? I think I'm just going to go with a 3 because it's good, but it is solidly unremarkable for me.
I'm going with 3.5 just because I think the contents of it, the ingredients and everything seem pretty decent. Like,
they do not skimp on the cherries.
Right. Like, there's a nice helping of cherries. Mm-hmm. Again, the ice cream itself is good. Like, the quality of the ice cream is really good. But yeah, it doesn't really wow me or make me go, that's great. Like, I'll never seek this out.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's bad, but I've been here before.
Yeah.
I can get it elsewhere. Exactly. But it's still good. So if you're wanting to try it, or if you're just like a cherry and ice cream connoisseur, definitely check it out.
And I'll say this too, that hurts it for me. The size of this ice cream, this is definitely it's trying to position itself as a higher end ice cream.
Yeah.
So if I'm paying high end prices per unit of ice cream, I want to be wowed or get something unique. I feel like I did with the honey.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza as well, though it wasn't personally my preference. But this one, I don't think it checks any of those boxes. It's just, there it is.
All right, let me put this away and then we'll wrap up real quick. All right, so to recap, first one, pizza. I gave it, what did I give it?
It's your score, I don't remember.
I think it was a 3.
Yeah, that it was seems a 3. Right, yeah. And I gave it a
1.
Yeah.
And then up next was the hot honey. You gave it a 5.
5, yeah.
I gave it a 4, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the last one, we're pretty much on the same page. You gave it a 3 for the cherry. Bourbon cherry Jubilee. You gave it a 3. I gave it a 3.5 because I thought it did enough well enough that it was a little bit above a 3, but only marginally so.
So so far, I think it's an interesting and generally solid ice cream line. Yeah.
It makes me excited for the next batch.
Yeah,
for
the next set, we have some flavors that seem like they would be, you know, ordinarily treated as good, solid ice cream flavors.
Yeah.
And some interesting ones.
Yeah, we got Planet Earth, Wild Blueberry Shortcake.
Wedding Cake.
The Royal Wedding Cake, and Kraft Mac and Cheese. That'll be the finale.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese, we got to save for last.
Yeah, I do think it'll be, I think I'll like it better than the pizza one. Because it was, they didn't talk about cream cheese in the description. They just said it was the Kraft cheese.
I'd have to double check. So I don't recall cream cheese,
though. I'm hoping it's just like an extra creamy Kraft mac and cheese
flavor. Yeah, something where it's just that essence.
Yeah.
Like something
where you would basically, you get a thing a half and half and just dump the mac and cheese powder in
basically.
There. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
So something to look forward to. If you happen to try these, if you live near a Walmart and you pick them up and you agree with us, you disagree with us, whatever, drop us a line. Send us an email. prizesinside@gmail.com. And the same on the social medias. Facebook.
@prizesinside.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't be shy about reaching out to us on any of those platforms. And if you think of it, don't be shy about leaving us a review, especially if it's a good one.
Yeah. And we do plan on doing a fan feedback episode or two, because now we have 4 items to try. I got another one from somebody else at work.
We've been talking about this for a few episodes. We have to put this out soon.
I think, Well, I'm kind of intentionally bringing it up so it gives us that reason to actually do it as well.
Yeah.
So I was thinking after we finish maybe these ice cream ones, then we can do that as a two-parter or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we'll get to it very soon. I know we keep teasing it, but legitimately, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, and the part of the trouble, we do have a lot of these limited release items that kind of takes priority and pushes the schedule back a little bit. But
we only have, I think, a couple more that are time sensitive. So once we get those knocked out, we'll be more open to getting those recorded. But again, sooner than later. Yeah. Much sooner than later.
So send us ideas.
Yep.
Send us your thoughts.
Please do.
Send us anything.
Yes. We crave attention.
We do read it all.
Yes.
There hasn't been much of it, so that's not necessarily an accomplishment yet. But there has been
some feedback, some emails, some comments.
Yeah. And some of them, you know, they range the gamut from, you know, we like the show, to really adorable reviews from children, to, you know, for different food suggestions. So whatever you think of, send it our way. And with that, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside. Thank you.